Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Heft. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Keogh trying to get to third. Tasby throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Keogh for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Jensen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jensen. Tasby moves to third. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Button. Boyd moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos is walked intentionally. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd scores. Niemann moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Triando's and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triando's for a passed ball. White moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triando's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triando's is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Triando's takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Button for the out. White moves to second. One out. Pete Daly pinch hits for Billy Heft. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Pete Daly. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Monbukett now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.